son of a love it mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
Robert is joining us on today's Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Seriously, how did you decide between Robert, Bob, Bobby? Like, there's so many variations of Robert. Why did you stick with just Robert?
So I grew up in L.A. I was a Robbie my whole life growing up. It was like a family friend thing. And then as soon as I got to Vegas, it was a little more businessy and a little more respectful, I think.
Oh, so you were Robbie early on and then you grew out of it. Okay. I think that's better than just doubling down and always being like, I couldn't be Davey. Not that I ever was Davey, but if I went Davey.
What about Joey?
Joey's not as bad as.
Joey's pretty bad. Once you're like out of. Even in you're in high school, Joey, it's like,
I knew a Joey.
Davey, Bobby, I don't know.
I feel like Jason-y. Like a 2-year-old kid, and like Bob's like a 50-year-old fat guy.
Yep, yeah, pretty much. And Robert is distinguished.
Robert is distinguished, yes. Exactly. Excellent choice, my friend. You clearly have a discerning taste. The question is, how are you going to perform in this game today? We've got 3 audio clips for you. All of them are just pulled from pop culture, and you're trying to figure out what's being talked about in each one. Nothing that's being said here in any of these is even remotely dirty, but a couple of strategically placed bleeps, and all of a sudden your mind takes you somewhere else. Let's see how you fare in this one. You're trying to get 2 out of the 3 correct in order to get the win today. Simple enough?
Sounds good.
All right, so here's how it works. I'm going to give you the premise, and then I'm going to play you the audio clip, and then I'll give you the multiple choice, play you the audio one more time, and then you can make your selection. Clip number 1, this is Monique. Haven't talked about Monique in a long time.
Been a while.
And it's her and Steve Harvey, and you're trying to figure out what they're arguing about. This is Monique and Steve Harvey arguing about something.
I don't like the fact that you've been. You can be un. You too talented to have to worry about all this where the neck coming from.
We having a conversation that mommy and daddy ain't here right now. Cool. And I'm getting ready to in your mouth.
Wow. I mean,
all right. Wow. So this is Monique and Steve Harvey, and they're arguing about A, Monique being blacklisted, B, Monique's new Netflix special, or C, Steve's ex-wives. One more time.
I don't like the fact that you've been. You can be un. You too talented to have to worry about all this where the neck coming from.
We having a conversation that mommy and daddy ain't here right now, cool. And I'm getting ready to in your mouth.
All right, for 1 point, what do you suppose they're arguing about? Monique being blacklisted, Monique's Netflix special, or Steve's ex-wives?
Oh, wow. I'm going to go with being the Netflix special.
Netflix special is...
Incorrect, I'm sorry. Now, it was Monique being blacklisted, which is why I suppose we haven't been talking a lot about Monique recently. I don't know if she'd been blacklisted. I don't know. Did she do something, Ian?
Well, she has been very vocal about how she is not regarded as a legend in comedy.
Hello?
So she feels like that, again, her legacy is not being withheld within the comedic
That's why she's
community.
Being blacklisted?
And she's talking crap about it.
Like,
everybody.
Monique's fine, but is she a legend?
No.
Monique says she's a legend, and that's
because
why
she's been around
blacklisted.
For a while.
All right, Robert, you didn't get the first one. That's fine. We have 2 more to go. You have to get both these right, okay?
I'm going to do it.
All right, here we go. Clip number 2 is a home invasion story, and you're trying to figure out what the man used to fend the burglar off with, okay? So, again, home invasion story, and he fended the burglar off with this.
As I both kind of slipped in the a little bit, he got on top of me. And so the started pushing it into my chest. And when I started feeling it go into my chest, I him off. And that's when he got in the woods over there.
All right. Is it A, a barbecue fork, B, a spoon, or C, a gun? One more time.
As I both kind of slipped in the a little bit, he got on top of me. And so the started pushing it into my chest. And when I started feeling it go into my chest, I him off. And that's when he in the woods over there.
Wow. All right. So is it a barbecue fork, a spoon, or a gun?
I'm going to say barbecue fork.
Barbecue fork is correct. Yes. Very nice. And
what's going on in those woods down there?
I don't know.
That's what I want to know.
Thick shrubbery. 3rd and final one. This is from Fox and Friends. And you're trying to figure out what one of the hosts has not washed for 10 years.
Oh, no.
So one of the hosts on Fox and Friends has not washed this for 10 years. Let's have a listen.
My 2019 resolution is to things on air that I fair. I don't think I've washed my 10 years. Really, I don't really wash my
help
ever.
Me.
No, I myself.
All right. Is it A, his hair, B, his hands, or C, his butt? One more time.
My 2019 resolution is to things on air that I fair. I don't think I've washed my 10 years. Really, I don't really wash my
help
ever.
Me.
No, I myself.
All right. So one more time. A, his hair, B, his hands, C, his butt.
What, there's no D?
For the win, can you do it?
I'm going to say hair.
Are you sure about that?
I'm going to say hands.
For the win, Bobby, you did it!
That's so gross. This guy doesn't believe that, like, germs are a thing. He thinks we need to be inoculated, which we don't need to use antibacterial soap every time you wash your hands. But after you take a dump, man, wash your damn hands.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative X 107.5.